In the beginning, it was called Palestine, a place of beginnings. Here, three great religions were born, each in its own way based on the law of one God. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And here for thousands of years, because his neighbors called God by another name, the believers of one religion slaughtered the worshippers of another. In 1948, one group wanted to return to their place of worship, and another terrible war exploded. Ladies and gentlemen, the 33rd President of the United States, Harry S. Truman.
No problem I faced while I was President of the United States was more controversial or more complex than the problem of Israel. In 1948, I was up to here in experts from the Army, the Navy, and the State Department.
The experts of the United Kingdom and the Arabian experts all threatened dire consequences if the United States recognized the newly formed State of Israel.
I was told by all these so-called experts that if it was done, it would involve the whole Near East in a war, and it would also involve the United States.
The Arabs demanded the Jews leave Palestine. The English wanted to keep the status quo.
Our State Department and Chiefs of Staff didn't want to antagonize the Arabs. All the oil-consuming countries wanted to placate the Arabs so they'd get their hands on that oil, the most valuable oil deposit in the world, anywhere. And the Jews didn't want any compromise. I don't know what you're going to do in a fix of that kind.